Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
Thabeleng Khunjana, as we wrap up our conversation about the Botswana bans or trade restrictions, thanks for your time on Kaya Biz. I was just saying that we are promoting in South Africa multilateralism, cooperation, the Afro-Continental Free Trade Area Agreement, the Southern Africa Customs Union, all of these things really focusing on bringing countries together, on ensuring that there is trade, on growing the market that we have on the African continent and leveraging our numbers in order to make sure that we grow our economies. And so this seems counter to it.
Certainly, you know, this is a very much, you know, disappointing to say the least, because, you know, for this year we have learned how devastating, you know, this restriction can be. Now, if you have to take it to the scale of the world, when President Trump, you know, kind of imposed some trade restriction, it doesn't matter how they look like or which ones are you going to use, but at the end of the day, they tend to be problematic. That has been proven not only in South Africa, even for South Africa. So it is important that we get to really understand how these things work, at least to coexist at least, then if they cannot be, you know, that straight, you know, trade. Because, for instance, I normally make an example about how South Africa built its livestock sector, which now will become a net exporter. And the countries that assisted this country to be able to be net exporter of beef, it was both Namibia and Botswana. We never had restrictions on their products to come to South Africa. Even today, we became an exporter whilst we are still trading with them. Even today, I can tell you that we can buy around 10 million worth of goats from Namibia, and we are still trying to revive our commercial goat market or industry. Yeah. And we are not banning all these products, which is why we need to understand the, you know, how the system of open market works. And if there's a need, then we can easily communicate what the problems are, and then we can see how can we be able to coexist. And then when you take it to the scale of Africa, this year there has been quite a number of dispute and trade across the past 2 years that have been recorded, be it within the local, you know, institutions or even with the WTO. So that says that as much as we are preaching the interconnectedness of this continent in terms of trading with one another, but in reality and practically, we do not really get to do that. I mean, of course, we need to bring in the fact that some markets, some countries are bigger than others, but that doesn't mean that we cannot be able to coexist. We have done that for some very long time. It should not be really an issue, but what we are advocating for is that let's sit down. If I have an issue, and South Africa does, when it has a problem with any trading partner, it brings that issue to the forefront. Then it gets to be discussed, and then we see how we move from there. But the just blunt closures at any given point, it's really not helping any of us. I can tell you that even for Botswana, they'll tell you it's something that we are really against, you know, to see, especially given the problems that we are seeing within the continent, let alone at a global scale.
Yeah, I imagine that the government has their reasons, as we've spoken about. We have our initiatives as well, where we try and push or highlight South African products, proudly South African, buy local. So while we do have a multilateral approach and we have a very global cooperative and Africa cooperative approach, we also are aware and we do push South African products. I also imagine that there's some rebates and higher tariffs in order to ensure that our markets thrive. And this is a version of Botswana doing that, perhaps in an abrupt way.
Yeah, you can say that, but I also want to mention the fact that, you know, within the trading space, interventions like this one are allowed. South Africa does apply them from time to time.
Okay.
But again, even though South Africa does that, we communicate, you know, this thing needs to be communicated across the parties that are involved, so that you know from a certain period of time, I'm having this. I can make a typical example about avocados, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
South African avocados are available in the market from a specific month, and then after certain months, we don't have locally, at least for now. But then for the months that you don't normally have it, we rely heavily on Mozambique to supply a bit of the avocados in Tanzania. And this is something that how markets work. And now, if we have a problem of having a supply or larger supply at a specific period, this is something that we can say, communicate that so that we can know from this specific period, you're not going to be able to access your market so that you can be able to look for market elsewhere, because the issue is it caused some serious damages, financial damages for the farmers, some serious food insecurity for the livelihoods of the people that are employed, let alone the food inflation and the food security that it results to. So it's not something that we are saying are really condemning, because even within the SACO there's a clause that somehow kind of, you know, one can say it can be used as a pocket, small pocket to go around the rules, but those are something that should not be taken for or even be encouraged, because we know how the end results are, and we don't want to have, you know, the neighbors that cannot be able to look to one another because of the misunderstanding. Both of sides are misunderstanding because there's no proper communication being made on this issue.
All right. Thabile Nkunjana, Senior Agricultural Economist at the National Agricultural Marketing Council. Thank you so much for your time on Kaya Business Evening, just talking to us about those restrictions from Botswana on vegetable imports. Really appreciate your time tonight.
Thanks, Osama. Appreciate you. I'm so glad on the show.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.